Coming to you from the Deep South, this is the Blue Collar Leadership Podcast. High impact leadership is not reserved for leaders, and it has nothing to do with your position, title, or rank. However, it does have everything to do with your character. It's time to climb to the next level and beyond, personally and professionally. Now, let's start making it happen with your host, Max Story.
Hello, and thanks for stopping by the Blue Collar Leadership Podcast today. So today I was walking on the treadmill, reading an electronic book on my phone. Actually, the title of that book, in case you become curious as I talk about this episode and what I want to share with you, the title of the book is No Ego. The author is Cy Wakeman. That's Cywakeman, should you have an interest in diving into this book. But again, the title is No Ego. The subtitle is How Leaders Can Cut the Cost of Workplace Drama, End Entitlement, and Drive Big Results. So I've been working on getting that one read for a little while, but when I come across this, I had to get off the treadmill, walk in here to my office, and do this podcast. And it relates to something I talk about all the time, but it was just in the form of a question. And soon as I read it, I highlighted it, I emailed it to myself, and I'll put it in my quote file. That's usually how that works. And so you may be wondering, what's the question? And this is it. What is stopping you from raising your hand? I'm like, I gotta go get on a Blue Collar Leadership Podcast and ask my audience that question. What is stopping you from raising your hand? Because if you've been listening to my podcast long enough, you've heard me talk about that's how you gain experience. You raise your hand. You ask for responsibility. But I want to talk to you today. When it hit me, I just thought about, you know, companies and organizations that Rhea and I support as we travel around the country, and they read our books and they do book studies and all that sort of stuff. And if you're not familiar with book studies and you haven't listened to episode 305, I highly encourage you to go back and listen to that episode where I really teach you about how to facilitate a book study. A lot of great content in that episode. But that ain't what today's about. Today's about that question. What's stopping you from raising your hand? So the context of today's episode, you know, during organizational change and cultural transformation, you need to know this. Those who raise their hand will get the opportunities, while those who don't raise their hand, they're going to get overlooked and passed by. And you know what you're going to do? If you're a hand raiser, you're going to get to hear all the ones who don't raise their hands whine about those who do. Those who don't raise their hands, they're going to be the ones who are whining about all the people who get the opportunity. See, when organizational change and cultural transformation happens, something else happens too. Some people shine and some people whine. The shiners, guess what they do? They raise their hand. The whiners, they don't raise their hand. They whine about the organizational change, the changes that's happening, the cultural transformation that's happening. They whine all day. They whine at break. They whine at lunch. They whine before they get started with the day. They whine after the day's over. They whine when they get home. If you ain't missed it, they whine. Don't be a whiner. Be a shiner. If organizational change and cultural transformation is happening in your organization, there are going to be tremendous opportunities. There are going to be opportunities for people who previously didn't have any opportunity. And there's going to be people who had opportunity in the past who, because they won't raise their hand and embrace the change and ask for responsibility, they're going to miss out in the future. So I'm going to ask you again, what's stopping you from raising your hand? And a lot of people don't understand. And I'm going to speak to cultural transformation right now. which is a form of organizational change, but it's a little bit different. When we talk about cultural transformation, one way, if you're in an organization that's experiencing cultural transformation, if you have leaders who are intentionally inviting you to become part of the cultural transformation, listening to this podcast right here is a way that you can raise your hand, especially if you tell leaders that you're doing it, that you're listening. If you've listened to all the episodes, tell them that. If you listen to 10 episodes, tell them that. Declare your intent. Let them know, hey, I'm on board. I'm investing in my time. I'm investing my time in developing myself. That's one way you raise your hand. That's really one of the primary ways you raise your hand is you get in growth. You get in engaged in personal growth and leadership development on your own. Don't wait for the leader to do it. Don't wait for them to bring a speaker in and put you in a room. Don't wait for them to hand you a book. Go buy the book. Get on YouTube and watch speakers talk. I've got a YouTube channel. It's got hundreds of videos out there. There's nothing great and phenomenal about them, but it's me teaching things and content from my book and sharing thoughts and different things like that. So that's one way you raise your hand. Volunteer to facilitate book studies. Go back and listen to episode 305 that I was mentioning a minute ago. Learn how to do that. Do book studies with your family. Even doing book studies at home with your family. That's a way you can raise your hand. Reading a book. Listening to a podcast, as I mentioned. Listen to an audio book. That's a hidden way to raise your hand. And I'm going to tell you, when it comes to cultural transformation and organizational change, if you want to get ahead of the crowd, you see, a lot of people, they're only going to do what they have to do relative to that. They may be on board, but they're only doing what they have to do. If you want to launch yourself in your career, you've heard me teach this before, but you may not have if you're a new listener. But I want you to know right now, most people try to get ahead from 9 to 5 while they're at work. If you want to launch like a rocket, you focus on getting ahead from 5 to 9 when you're not at work. And those may be not be your work hours, but I think you understand what I'm trying to say. If you want to get ahead, you can get a little bit ahead maybe doing a good job at work. But if you want to launch like a rocket and get far ahead of those who are just trying to get ahead at work, you try to get ahead when you're not at work. That may mean you read leadership books, personal growth books. That may mean you enroll in a community college, you take classes. That may mean you go enroll in a 4-year college. Or you may be doing some type of accelerated online courses. Who knows what it means? But if you want to launch like a rocket, don't get off work, go home, turn on the TV, drink some beer, drink a glass of wine, whatever it is you like to do to relax. You can do that sometime if that's what you like to do. Don't go home, turn on 4 hours of TV. And again, moderation's okay. You can do these things sometime. Don't go get on Netflix, watch it endlessly. See, what I'm saying is some people do that every day. They go to work, they work hard, they do a good job, they try to over-deliver at work, they want to get ahead, and they definitely going to get ahead of those people who are at work and not doing those things. But they're not going to get ahead of the people who are at work who are doing those things, and then they're going home in the afternoons or at night or on the weekends or in the mornings, depends on which shift you work. But what I'm saying is people who get off work, they go home, and during their off hours, during the week and on the weekends, they're focused on growing and developing themselves relative to their character and their competency. There's going to be a lot of opportunities. So I want to share with you a little bit about that question. What's stopping you from raising your hand from the book No Ego that I was telling you about? And I'm going to just read a little bit here, but I'm going to add some to it. So it ain't going to be straight directly from the book. I'm just want to read through it. Like I said, I just read it just a few minutes ago on the treadmill, so I can't remember it. but I'm looking at it. But it says there were abundant challenging projects to tackle. And this is a leader who was asking that question of someone. And she was pointing it out because someone was moaning and groaning. They were complaining. But the leader didn't become defensive and didn't blame the person who was moaning and groaning. Because see, the person was moaning and groaning because they were getting sidelined. There was high profile projects coming, change initiatives, and the person had went to the leader and they were moaning and groaning about it. And the person who was moaning and groaning accused the leader of playing favorites. But she didn't play that low impact individual's game. See, that person was trying to play a game. That's what people will do when they most of the time when you hear somebody complaining about a leader playing favorites, the person who's saying that, they're not a high impact individual. High impact individuals ain't worried about if the leader's playing favorites. High impact people are delivering results. And if there's any kind of leadership whatsoever above them, they get recognized for that. And I'm going to tell you this, if a high impact individual is working in an organization where there's a bunch of politics, where leaders are playing favorites, they're promoting people and giving people raises and giving people opportunities based on some kind of friendship and not really based on results. I'm going to tell you this, a high impact individual not going to work there very long. That's another reason you ain't going to hear them complaining. The more you complain, the less you obtain. High impact people have options and they will execute those options and they will quit and find themselves a better leader to follow. So when you hear someone moaning and groaning about somebody's playing favorites, that's an indicator that individual's got some work to do on themselves, regardless of why they're saying it. So she was telling that person when they come in and was moaning and groaning, she actually literally asked that question as a leader. Great question. If you're a leader, don't ever forget this question, because you probably going to have some moaners, groaners, and whining. Moaners, groaners, and whiners at some point in your career come up to you doing, you know, moaning and groaning and whining and about somebody getting an opportunity that they didn't get, blah, blah, blah. Don't forget that question. What's stopping you from raising your hand? So she pointed out, she said there was abundant challenges and projects to tackle. This is what she's telling that, the whiner. And she pointed them out. She said other team members had actively stepped up, offered their energy and talents to move the initiatives forward. Think about that. That's what's going to happen when cultural transformation happens. Somebody's going to step up and offer their energy and their talents to move the organization forward. So this leader asked the whiner another question. She says, what projects and actions are you willing to commit to that would help move these projects along? See, this leader didn't play the game. This leader bypassed the employee's ego, she says here in the book. And then that the employee that was doing all the whining began to see the story he had created for himself. Others were not provided opportunities. He had failed to raise his hand and actively campaign for involvement. Although he was willing, he had passively waited for someone to hand him an assignment. So the leader reviewed a list of important projects with the whiner who was complaining about being overlooked and asked him more questions. What are you willing to volunteer for? That leader committed to match the whiner's level of commitment and enthusiasm with her support and encouragement. Instead of the emotional waste that a venting conversation normally produces, that leader's questions were a catalyst for the employee to edit the story they had been telling themselves and make a different choice. See that? The leader in this example, in this story, and that I'm sharing with you, and again, I'm adding to it at different points, and I may read a line here or two and then add to it and help you understand it. But this is a high-impact leader. This leader is not playing the game that low-impact managers play, where they get in a back and forth and, you know, all this politics, all this junk. This is a leader talking to somebody who needs to work on themselves, obviously. They need to learn how to raise their hand, take responsibility and initiative. But the whiner, after going through these questions and being explained these things by the leader, redirected their energy from drama to productivity, which boosted his performance and elevated the team's productivity and results. And here in the book, it goes on to say, when leaders help employees bypass ego, it allows employees to see how their stories prevent them from capitalizing on opportunities and reaping the rewards of full participation. And I'm talking about, relative to my podcast, I'm talking about participation relative to organizational change and cultural transformation. I'm telling you, if you're in an organization that's going through cultural transformation, especially if they're just starting, the first to embrace it, they're going to build a tremendous amount of influence with the top leader who's actually trying to execute the cultural transformation, but also with every other leader who's trying to help the top leader execute cultural transformations. If you want to be on the Make It Happen team, raise your hand. And again, you can do it by working on developing yourself, or you can go to these leaders and say, I want to be a part of this. What kind of projects are going on? Where do you need my help? This is what I'm interested in. If you want to lead book studies, or you want to do some kind of training, or you want to do some kind of research, or you want to change jobs, or you want a different job, how can you help? Ask the leaders, how can I help? Raise your hand. One way you can help, again, the number one way that everybody can help with cultural transformation is focus on their own personal growth and development. Relative to personal, to their personal life, leading themselves well, and then also to their work life, becoming a high-impact team member and becoming a high-impact leader if other people report to you. But even if they don't report to you, you got to lead other people, because leadership's influence. So I'll tell you the three books. Actually, I'll give you four books that I've written that'll help you in all these areas. If you want to turn your light on, flip the switch and get serious, raise your hand. For personal development, Blue Collar Leadership, Leading from the Front Lines. That's how do you become a sought-after employee of choice that people want to hire, people want to promote, people want to steal you away from the company you're at. That one's for you. If you're a formal authority or leader, use that one to develop the people on your team. If you're a parent or you have relatives who are in the blue-collar workforce, they seem to be struggling, introduce them to that book. You start leading a book study at home. Again, episode 305, I'll teach you how to do it and tell you how to do it, tell you what to do and what not to do. The second book, Blue Collar Leadership and Teamwork, 30 Traits of High Impact Players. That book's going to help you learn to work well with others. There's plenty of people out there that work well by themselves, but they don't work well with others. So you need to, if you want to be a high impact individual, you need to work well by yourself, and you need to work well with others. So go dive into that book and that content. If you either are a high impact leader of other people formally, or if you are a person who aspires to become a leader of other people, you want to get promoted, you want to get into a leadership position, start climbing the leadership ladder officially, check out Blue Collar Leadership and Supervision, Unleash Your Team's Potential. That book's, if you got high impact individuals and you got high impact team players, those people require a high impact leader. If you're not a high impact leader and those you got people on your team that start growing and developing themselves as individuals and team players, they're going to leave you. They may stay in the company, but they're going to leave you. And they also may exit the company, and they leave the company entirely in search of a high impact leader who's capable of leading them because they've led themselves so well. So as a formal authority leader, you don't want to get left behind. Or if you're aspiring to become a leader of other people, you want to be prepared to lead high impact people. And then I'm going to add another book to this. So I'm adding one to the list. But it's 10 Values of High Impact Players. That's another one of my books that'll help you in that area of being a high impact formal authority leader. And then the other book, maybe you're not going through cultural transformation, but you want to begin with the end in mind. Maybe one day you aspire to either lead your team, your organization, or your own company. Or maybe you're a top level leader now, or business owner, CEO, and you ain't ever really thought about intentionally transforming your organization. I got a book for that too. Blue Collar Leadership and Culture, the 5 components for building high performance teams. If you read any one of those books, you just raised your hand. If you read all of those books, you was raising your hand a lot. But see, if your organization is going through cultural transformation, if you want to be a leader of the pack, the tip of the spear, as I call it, you start reading and studying so you become a resource. You become like a personal growth and leadership development wizard. And whoever it is at the top, they're going to highly, highly value you. You got to have some competency to go wherever it is you want to go. So make sure you get the competency. But most people, they already have all the competency they need to excel in life. What they're missing is the character development. And that's all personal growth and leadership development is. If you're reading the right kind of stuff, it's all about character development. All right? So I want you to think about that question again. What's stopping you from raising your hand? Is it insecurity? Are you afraid you're going to stumble, flop around like a fish out of water when you start growing and going? If you are, if insecurity is causing you a problem, you got a courage problem. You scared. Quit being scared. Be brave. That's one of the traits I teach in Blue Collar Leadership and Teamwork. The 30 traits of high impact players. One of the traits is be brave. A lot of people, they're not brave, so they can't be a high impact team player. I can't help my team if I'm afraid to help them. I can't help my team if I'm afraid to step up and get in front of some people and talk because I don't know what I'm talking about. I guarantee you, if you're reading and you're studying on a regular basis, you're going to know what you're talking about. And you are going to look like a wizard to all the people who are not doing that, especially the leaders who value that. You get to decide how much you want to develop yourself. So what's stopping you from raising your hand? You know what it is for a lot of people? It goes back to courage again. But a lot of people, before they really understand what's going on and cultural transformation starts happening, a lot of people, they do a lot of bad mouthing. They bad mouth the leaders and they bad mouth the change and they get bought into bad mouthing everybody. Then they start to see the light and they kind of start to like what's going on. And then they're afraid to buy in because of they've done joined the crowd of all the naysayers, all the bad mouthers. They've done kind of partnered up with that crowd in the past. Now, if they want to get on board, they got to leave that crowd behind. And they know what that crowd does. That crowd talks about all the people who get on board. So they know when I go get on board, all those people I used to be with talking about everybody else, they're going to be talking about me now. So there's people like that, that if they don't go and grow and develop themselves on their own after work so they can change their mindset, they're never going to be able to escape that crowd. They basically put themselves in a self-imposed prison, mental prison, by running around with the wrong crowd. And now they can't figure out how to get away from them. But they can't do it because they don't have the mental ability to get away from them. So that's a big reason. And it's going to take the leaders. Sometimes they need leaders who are ahead of them to go down, help them out of the situation they've gotten themselves into. You know, you hear people talk about eating crow, where they've been saying a whole bunch of smack, and now they find out it ain't true or that they were wrong. That's why a lot of people, they don't want to eat that crow. So instead of moving themselves forward, instead of raising their hand, moving themselves to the front of the pack, they just stay back there and run with the whiners. They stand off to the side and they get mad. See, they get mad when other people get ahead. I think I've shared with you for sure in the past, when I used to do a good job, people would come up to me, the whiners, they'd want to know why I'm making them look bad. I said, nah, man, I just want to thank you for making me look good. You had to actually do some work. We'd look the same. But since you want to slack off all the time, you're making me look good. Now, I don't talk like that to people anymore, but back in those days, I had never read and studied all this stuff. But I still had enough sense to know I'm going to do a good job no matter what. I'm going to do a good job no matter what the people say around me. I'm going to do a good job no matter how much I don't like my boss. Because me doing a good job is about me. Me doing a good job ain't about the boss. Me doing a good job ain't about the coworkers. Me doing a good job ain't about nothing except I'm going to do a good job because the job I do matters to me. If I don't like where I'm working, I'm going to go work somewhere else. If I don't like the boss I'm following, I'm going to change departments or change my work address or start my own company. But I'm not going to hold myself back because my coworkers want to hold themselves back. So I'm going to ask you again, what's stopping you from raising your hand? Find a way to raise your hand. You want to climb the ladder, raise your hand. Literally. Guess what you got to do to climb the ladder? You got to raise your hand from one rung to the next. That's kind of a good little example, but it's a literal example. Don't let me be the one that wants more for you out of your life than you do. Don't let your boss, if you got a high impact leader who wants you to have a good life, don't let them be the ones that want more out of your life than you. Raise your hand. Raise your hand in life. Be a leader at home. I guarantee you, there's people listening to this podcast that the people that live in their house, they need a leader. What's stopping you from raising your hand? You be the leader. Grow and develop yourself. Lead your family through book studies. I know people that do that. They get tremendous results. This stuff is not just about work. All right, that's about it. I guess I go back and get on my treadmill now. But that was fresh. It was on my mind. I love that question. I'm going to leave it with you today one more time. If you still listening, I'm proud of you. A lot of people don't make it to the end. But I want to leave you with that thought. What's stopping you from raising your hand? Talk to you next time.
Make it happen or someone else will. It might as well be you. Are you serious about taking your career and your life to the next level and beyond? Check out Max Story's Blue Collar Leadership Series books and others, now available on audio, along with paperback and ebooks at Amazon, iTunes, and Audible. Please visit bluecollarleadership.com to learn about Max's books, programs, special offers, certifications, and more. Thank you for listening to the Blue Collar Leadership Podcast.